This is your credit news for today, Saturday, March 7th, 2015. And remember to set your clocks ahead tonight. As reported on this news channel last week, Mandarin Oriental, who had a credit card breach throughout their system, supposedly they've managed to eradicate malware which is believed to be responsible for a credit card security breach. The luxury hoteler said in a statement Thursday that the company has removed malware which allowed remote attackers to access credit card systems present in hotels across the U.S. and Europe. No hotels owned by the company in Asia suffered the same security breach. The names of specific hotels and locations impacted have not been disclosed. Mandarin Oriental is working with credit card agencies, law enforcement, and forensics experts to improve security across the board and hopefully prevent a reoccurrence. Security protocols are being tested in each hotel location, but specific measures were not revealed by the company. Atlanta debt buying company RSB Equity Group will pay a $10,000 fine and cannot collect $13 million in consumer debt as part of a settlement with the Governor's Office of Consumer Protection. The settlement resolves allegations the company harassed and deceived consumers by threatening consumers with arrest, falsely representing that the consumers had committed fraud or criminal acts, refused to send consumers written proof of alleged debts, falsely identifying themselves as attorneys or investigators rather than disclosing that they were in fact debt collectors, contacting consumers about alleged debts at the consumer's place of employment, contacting third parties and divulging information about the debtor's accounts, collecting or attempting to collect amounts that were unauthorized and illegal, and calling consumers before 8 or after 9 p.m. The settlement also mandates the company reimburse the GOCP, that's the Governor's Office of Consumer Protection, $5,000 for investigative and legal expenses. More than 1 million American Express credit card customers are going to see their APRs, or your percentage rates, experience an increase in mid-April, according to a letter sent to affected customers. After losing a major partnership with Costco, American Express is hitting credit card customers with some more bad news. More than 1 million of American Express credit card customers will have their interest rates increase by an average of 2.5 percentage points, according to Bloomberg News. In mailed notices sent to American Express card customers, the company said that the APR hikes are an effort to match the APRs that you'd get from similar credit cards offered by other card issuers. The new APR affects only new purchases and balance transfers that occur starting on that date, typically right around April 17th. The new rate doesn't apply to existing balances. Today, if you apply for an American Express credit card, the lowest APR you can get is 12.99%. However, existing card customers may still have an APR lower than the 12.99%, even after suffering an APR increase. Know your rights when a collection agency calls. There are legitimate collection agencies that attempt to collect debts on behalf of companies. Sometimes, however, these companies will buy old account receivables that companies have written off and attempt to collect. Just because a collection agency contacts you doesn't mean it's legitimate. Even if the agency is legitimate, the debt may not be valid. Remember, despite a company's threats and strong-arm tactics, you do have rights. Don't let a collection agency intimidate you into paying a debt that is not valid. Collection agencies must comply with federal and state laws. These include things such as protection against harassing phone calls and phone calls that come at all hours of the day. If you are being harassed by a collection agency, keep a diary of the information. If you decide to pursue an action against the debt collection agency through legal or administrative action, have the diary will be helpful. One threat the collection agencies make is putting something on your credit report to ruin your credit scores. Remember, when someone puts something on your credit report, you have rights. I recommend that everyone review their credit reports at least once a year. Go to annualcreditreport.com for a free copy by each of the three major credit reporting agencies, without strings attached. We all should pay our bills. However, don't let a debt collection agency coerce you into paying a bogus debt or a debt that cannot be validated and verified. At the very least, you can send them a cease and desist order, and they cannot call you or write you again unless they are taking you to court. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.